Chapter 15, the first verse. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful." In Jesus' name, beloved of God. For many people, Easter was over at midnight, April 16th. For some merchants, it was over even before that. You got to get rid of the candy before the holiday. Nobody wants to buy it afterwards and save it for next year. After Easter, for many people, the hymns were no longer sung, and people suffered the same misfortunes as they had before. People feared the same things that they had before. We, on the other hand, are still singing Easter hymns in our worship services. Our Easter celebration goes on, and yet, even as we sing, our hymns recognize the fact that to the human eye, the round of suffering and fear seems much the same as it did before Easter, as it has for many years. The night of death may still be fraught with many an anxious thought, we just sang. There are still those who sorrow here and moan. As Jesus walked out from the upper room toward Gethsemane and the grave, he knew of the suffering that lay ahead. He knew, too, that those who followed him would suffer at times, even after he had won the victory. Jesus also knew how questions could arise in the human heart at such times. Why does God permit this suffering? Is he angry? Is he negligent? And Jesus says, no, his Father is diligent. He is neither angry nor negligent. He's a diligent vine dresser. He has a purpose. And so do we. In our world, there are many, aren't there, ready to tell us that our purpose is to get as much fun as we can out of life, to serve ourselves as heaping a helping as we can, to avoid suffering at all costs, whether it is sickness or skin blemishes or the pain of saying no to our fleshly desires. Avoid all suffering. Our human nature wants nothing but pillows and cushions in life. Jesus says our purpose is higher. He says our purpose is to bear fruit to the glory of God. That was Jesus' own purpose. In the words of Isaiah 53, to have offspring, to justify many, to bear fruit. It was in connection with his purpose of bearing fruit to the glory of God the Father that Jesus was able to endure the cross. This was what gave his terrible suffering a goal and a meaning. And it's in connection with our purpose of bearing fruit to the glory of God that our sufferings in this life must be seen, or we will see no meaning and even lose sight of our goal. And yet, even after Easter, it still seems that everyone suffers the same. But Jesus points to two kinds of suffering. The branches that bear no fruit suffer in one way. The branches that bear fruit suffer in another way. The ones that bear no fruit are cut off. Outward connection with the vine was not enough. Those branches which existed only for what nutrients they could get out of it, whose only purpose was to feed themselves, who bear no fruit, the gardener cuts those off. There are even those in our day, aren't there, who are outwardly connected with Christ, but whose words and deeds teach others to trust in themselves, to serve themselves, to fear, love, and trust in themselves above all things. They do not bear fruit to the glory of God. In fact, if anything, they give birth to more fruitless branches. Or they encourage Christians to evaluate their treasures in Christ only by what they see and experience in their own lives, and brush aside the treasures that Christ gained for them in His life, but rather to concentrate on their own life. We can understand, we think, why those branches need to be cut off. They not only bear no fruit, they take nutrition from the other branches and hinder them from producing also. But what about the branches that bear fruit? What about you and me? We suffer too. Why does it happen? Why me? Jesus says the branch that bears fruit is cleansed, cleared of the clutter that saps strength from the fruit. How many times haven't God's children been cut back? Like the insurance salesman who was helpless with back trouble, couldn't even sleep in the hospital bed, had to lie on a gurney, didn't dare move. But he said, I was so busy in my business that I didn't have time for pondering the treasures that are mine in Christ. I am so thankful that God has pulled me up short. Now I have plenty of time to hear His word. And you know what? My family still has food on the table. It is actually through the word that fruitful branches are cleansed. As Jesus points out a few verses later, you are clean because of the word I have spoken to you. If you remain in me and my words remain in you. How do we respond to suffering, sorrow, disappointment, heartache, pain? Jesus says, remain in me. Apart from the vine, it's impossible to bear fruit. We cannot serve God without Christ. We have no power within ourselves to straighten out our path without Christ. He's not just some optional equipment designed to give a spiritual turbo boost to those who like that sort of thing. Christ is vital. Apart from Him, we can do nothing. The devil's purpose in afflicting people is to get them to sever from the vine. God's purpose is to cleanse that they might receive even more strength from the true vine. Then take comfort and rejoice, for His members Christ will cherish. Stanza 8.